Hi, Myeongfeun.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, we've been talking about some interesting things, and I have a question for you that has to do with the Chinese language. I was wondering if you could help me with.
哪个字你想知道中文?
This has to do with the term 做人。
做人。
So I've heard people say, 他很会做人。
Oh.
And I've been wondering if that has an equivalent in English. What does that mean to you, 做人?
做人就是表现作为一个人的样子。
Okay, so if we translate that into English, it means just to be a person. But that doesn't mean anything in English. Everybody's a person.
对啊，我们已经是人，而还要刻意做出来人的样子，就是做人。
Okay.So, in Chinese, there seems to be a sense that a person is already good, in a sense.
Oh, 在中文吗?
In Chinese, yeah. So, for instance, 他很会做人 means that, does that mean they're good of themselves already, or does it mean something else?
听起来有一点觉得是故意做,很会做。
Oh, so they put on the appearance.
至少 外观看是这样子，但是我们光看外表做一个好的人、并不代表他真的回到家是一个好的人、所以我们没有办法知道他真正的样子，就会讲说、他很会做人。
OK, so what if you say he 做人很好、
做人很好听起来就比较肯定，就说他做人，然后我知道是好的。
Okay. So in English, we would translate that literally as he's good at being a person. But that still suggests that being a person is fundamentally a good thing.
对啊，就是合乎当人的那个条件，或者是说有那个人的品味跟性质，不然就不是人。
Yeah, I think that's a difference between Chinese culture and Western culture.
真的?
So I think we see the person as sort of neutral, or maybe even in the Christian tradition, we see them as fundamentally flawed, as evil, right? Have you heard of original sin?
So, 原罪。原罪。
Right? Yeah, so I think this might be a difference between cultures, but it still gets me thinking that...if you want to 做人很好, right, what might you do to do that? And in English, I think we would say something like, instead of to be good at being a person, we would say to be a good person.
对, be a good person. 英文会这样鼓励人做好的人吗?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
哦、oh, ，那对啊，在能够做一个真真实实的人就已经是够好了。
Okay,
不然就根本就不是人。
Okay. Right, right, right. So if you were to describe 很会做人的人、somebody who's good at appearing to be a person.
对，这个是一个 social norm.
Okay, what kind of person would be like this in your estimation?
比如说做官的啦。
People who are officials?
Officials, 或者是可能他要做很多事情，跟很多人交往，
okay.
那他就必须要有好的关系，
uh-huh.
那必须会很会做人的人才有可能。如果他会得罪老板，
okay.
然后没有办法跟人合作，然后或者看起来很难相处。
Okay. Oh, so he can't offend people.
对啊，
he can't get, not get along.
那就太不会做人。
Okay, so somebody who has to get along with people. Okay.So, and do you know many of these kinds of people? 很会做人。
应该是大部分都要学习吧。
Most people are like this, okay. Because it's necessary to get along in society.
可能在美国的教育里面，西方的教育，或者我比较熟悉德国人的方式，他们比如说讲实话，很直接，
yeah, right,
这个就不会做人。
Yeah, this seems very different, right?
对。
So if somebody is very straightforward and honest and candid,They could offend somebody.
对。
And so that would be different.
那可能是 good person, 但是不是会做人的人。
Right, right, right. So this again seems to be a kind of difference between East and West.
真的吗? 你们 可以接受直话直说。
I think it depends on the circumstances.
Circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, the same kind of tension exists in
American
society. Yeah.
学生要直话直说，可能老师会生气。
Depends on the teacher. I think in America, teachers are more likely to appreciate students who will ask difficult questions.
你知道前几个礼拜台湾政治大学法律系有一个 case.
No, I didn't.
有件事情，新闻可以查得到。那某一个老师教法律的，上课的时候学生跟他说他们不知道讨论什么，结果学生就觉得老师你学的那个拳咏春拳只能打农夫，就不是真正可以打人的拳，咏春拳。那这个老师他是咏春拳的教练，他学很久，他说教学员跟他试看看，就两个就打起来那个学生就根本就没有办法招架老师的拳术，老师还往他头还是哪里猛打，被学生录起来，然后新闻爆出来，就是说老师在课堂上有这样的举动，那现在在调查当中，他课被停掉调查。就你上课的时候竟然敢直接跟老师说你的那个拳是根本是可能他讲了
Yeah, so
this
student sounds more, like an American student than a Taiwanese student, right?
但如果在美国学生直接跟老师挑战,
I think it happens all the time.
老师也会,
But I don't think the teacher should react like that. Unless it's about martial arts, I suppose that's how you teach somebody about martial arts. But I think the idea of... knowing how to put on the appearances of being a good person is different from being a good person.
你说会做人跟做好人
yeah,
不一样对
yeah. So maybe in a Chinese society, the emphasis in school is on looking like a good person, having the appearance of being a good person. But I think we could agree that actually being a good person is even better than appearing to be a good
对,
person.
当然,
yeah. So do you know anybody like that? Somebody who's, who really is
a good,
a good person?
然后也会做人呢?
Yeah. Do you know somebody like that? In your own personal life? You don't have to name them. I'm just curious.
这要想一想耶,真的好。哦,我之前有提到一位教授。我认识的,那他刚退休。这位教授我觉得是外表很温和但是他会讲实话可是看起来就从来不得罪任何人。
Oh, okay.
对。
So he's honest but careful
对
in how he talks. So here's my question for you. This is where everything is leading. Do you aspire to be like this? Professor, is that something new?
可以 因为讲实话, 直话直说, 这个我觉得是优点, 我喜欢的, 我有这个特点, 那但是不会直接得罪人, 我觉得就是要可能学习另外一种表达的技巧, 所以这就是修辞学。
Oh,
也是我希望可以教给学生的。那我在写作美学的部分会提到修辞 rhetoric, 我没有
对
rhetoric。然后我觉得，从古代希腊的亚里士多德就有这样子的，修辞学传下，一直到诠释学
，hermeneutics
在当代诠释学有谈很多。还有所谓新的修辞学所以我觉得差别我想要可以学习到的就是这种修辞的艺术
你怎么样在哪边
Okay, so what you just said was that Aristotle has from Aristotle we got a long practice of rhetoric which helps us
修辞学
put our thoughts into words in ways that people can accept
对
And I think what you're saying is that has something to do with 做人 so that we can say the truth without offending people. But that seems to me also to be about 会做人, about appearing to be a good person.
会做人, also. 但又不会违反自己的 性格.
Right. So, okay, so setting aside rhetoric, suppose you want to just be a better person. How might you go about that?
每天都要有 至少可能10分钟,哲学10分钟
OK,反省
就静下来 因为要做比较好的人 那或让自己过起来更轻松 就会觉得好像不能被时间拖着跑
Oh, OK. So you think that there's a method to being a better person.
对
Part of that method is to
meditation.
Be quiet, maybe meditate on the day, or something like that. Okay. So this is what I'm really interested in is, a few weeks ago, I actually started a group on campus called 话蝶社 in
话蝶,
Chinese. You may have seen the signs on campus. And in English, I kind of wanted to call it the self-cultivation club. So how to cultivate oneself to be a better person. But nobody showed up on the first day.
You went COVID-19.
I think mostly because of the pandemic. But also, even if we had started the club, it would have ended because the university shut down all such clubs. But I thought maybe we could do it on the air, sort of like our 哲学十分钟, our clearing the air, and we could talk about how to be a better person, what it means to be a good person.
对，或者怎么让自己更轻松的。
And maybe what we did or what other people have done, and maybe people can write comments about things that they've tried and how. There are many, many methods. So how about we do this? We'll continue our conversation in a second way through the 话蝶社, the self-cultivation club. And we'll start next week with Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Franklin.
Yeah. Does that sound good?
Oh, 好啊, 好啊。
Okay.
但是你今天都没有说,
right.
你怎么变成一个好的人?
That will have to wait.
好。
We're already out of time. 就学十分钟。
让一天更轻松。
Right. Okay. So next time we'll talk more.
下次见。
Okay. Bye.
Bye.